agenda. The next public hearing is conditional use number 2133, Dr. Lema Anthony and Dr. Michael Cahoon.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis for Hobith 100, Sussex County, containing 0.3443 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Savannah Road, approximately 0.89 mile east of Westcote Road. The 911 address is 1200 Savannah Road, Lewis. The tax parcel is District 335, parcel map 8.14, parcel 47. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis and an exhibit booklet, a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Delta service level evaluation, which required no TIS, and the comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone here representing this application? Yes, may your name and address for the record.
Yes, my name is Rachel Bleshman. I'm an attorney with Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens here in Georgetown. And I'm here tonight representing Dr. Anthony and Dr. Cahoon. Excuse me, I do have a bit of a cold. They're both members of Anthony Calcahoon, LLC, the property owner of the subject property located at 1200 Savannah Road. Now, Dr. Anthony has been operating under conditional use 985 for 27 years, using that particular office at 1200 Savannah Road as a medical dental office. Dr. Anthony is interested in retiring her practice. She has retired her practice and would like to rent the office for use for professional offices. So at this stage, the conditional use complies with both the zoning requirements, AR1, in that under section 155-22 allows for business or commercial uses when met by issuing a conditional use permit. That's why we're here tonight. And additionally, the conditional use is in an environmentally sensitive developing area as part of the comprehensive plan. And that area allows for retail and office uses. And this office use would be consistent with that part of the comprehensive plan. I took a look at the mapping on Savannah Road. It looks like the Savannah Road is peppered with conditional uses. I counted over 20 today. And essentially, Dr. Anthony and Dr. Cahoon are just hoping to rent the property for professional uses similar to their use in the area. Because the application is somewhat of an amendment to the conditional use, I have submitted the written submission. And if anyone has any questions, I'm available, as well as the applicants are available for any questions.
Okay, seems like a reasonable application. We'll start with Mrs. Hoey Stevenson.
Actually, I didn't have any questions based on reading through your application. So.
Pretty straightforward,
Mr.
Hopkins?
Yeah, straightforward.
I don't have any questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions, thanks.
Mr. Wheeler?
It's a reasonable request.
I agree. Ms. Walls?
None for me, thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse?
None, thank you.
None, thank you.
Just one for the record. Let me just bear with me a second. Sorry, Mr. Ross. I just want to make sure of one thing. Yeah, the original approval had the requirement that the parking spaces in the front yard would be for owners and employees, and I noticed that you proposed that in your proposed condition. So you're okay with keeping that restricted in place?
Certainly. There's two parking spaces in the front, and there's eight in the back, and it makes sense.
Okay. Okay. That's all I had, Mr. Ross. I just wanted to kind of get that on the record.
We did want to expand two of the conditions, as I believe you may have seen in the written submission.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has any interest in your application, okay? Anyone like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2133? Anyone in favor? Anyone in opposition to this application? Seeing no one rise, anyone on the commission or staff have questions? Seeing none, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening, see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our last public hearing is